Yeah, I know. That pain changed you. That pain hurt you. But it made you the person that you are today. See, you survived. You've been through hell and back. You've had people tell you that you will not ever amount to anything. But yet you're still standing. You've contemplated taking your life a couple of times. You've had people tell you that you won't be shit. You've had others tell you and look you dead in your face. Tell you that no matter how hard you go, you're not gonna make it. You're not even worth it. You don't have the skill. You don't have the talent to continue to go on this journey that you're trying to go on. But see, the thing that they counted out the most was you. They don't have the heart that you have. They are not made of the same components that you are. They don't understand how bad and how severe you want this. And you don't want it just to be able to say, oh yeah, I got that. Or, oh yeah, I did that. You want it because every goal that you make, every achievement that you have, it makes that fire burn even stronger. It's adding gas to that flame. It's making that flame grow larger, making your fire hotter. See, the issue with the people that you're surrounded by right now, they're part-time workers. They're quitters even. See, these people, they're the people who started something, but they didn't finish it. But see, us around these parts of the woods, we different. We built different. Our skin is tougher. The way we walk makes people crouch over a little bit. People fear us, and they hate to see people like us walk into the room because they know that regardless of the odds that are placed against us, regardless of where we come from, regardless of the things that we have had to overcome in our life, the simple fact about it, what makes us different from us and those other people that like to talk about us, is that we are just simply born winners. That born winner mentality, that mindset that you have to have in order to make sure that regardless of what goes on in your life, you accomplish it. See, not everybody is built with that in them. Some people even try to learn it. Some people want to know, how do you keep that switch on each and every day? And it's nothing that you can learn. You're either born with it or you're not. It's just simple as that. See, a lot of people want to be able to go 100% every day. But the truth of the matter is, you can't do it if you don't have that flame inside of you. See, a lot of people want to know, man, what kind of mindset must I encounter? What kind of mindset must I have? How do I need to go so hard? What are the tools that I need to go this hard each and every day? But I can't give you those tools if you don't have them. Because it's simply put, if you can't get up yourself, if you can't force yourself to go another level, if you can't force yourself to do another rep, if you don't have the heart to make yourself go a little bit harder each and every day, then I can't help you at all. The problem that we face in this life is not what can we encounter and make up and keep going the next day. The problem is the naysayers. See, I know a lot of people that wish to have haters, but they also want to accomplish certain things. So you can't ask for haters, and when they come around, you bitch up. And I mean, that's just the simplest way I can put it, because there's a lot of people out here that want that motivation. They want to be feared. They want to have the power. They want their objectives to be completed. But they're a part-time worker. You know what? I can do it tomorrow. You know what? Yeah, no, let's go out tonight, boys. We got us a little minor win. Let's go turn up tonight. No. See, they got the mindset of a champion. They got the mindset of a winner all mixed up. You don't celebrate every win that you have. Some wins go unnoticed. But as long as you know that you're still moving forward, there's no reason to, you know, ask for people to do things for you. Ask for a celebration just because you did something. See, it's a lot of people that need to be congratulated along the way. And I'm just going to say it like this. The mindset of this generation that is coming up, and anybody, long story short, anybody born in the 2000s, man, y'all soft, bro. And I'm not just trying to call out certain people, because there are some winners in that group. Some of them have already found their winning potion. Some of them have already found out what it takes, what that grit, that hurt, that pain, that blood to put something in each and every day at 110%, going the extra mile to ensure that whoever comes along behind them is going to catch hell, because they are not built the same way as I am. They don't have the same fight that I got. We can stand in a room together and I guarantee you won't be noticed. You got to step into every room, step through every door with that mindset, because I guarantee that you're him or you're her. A lot of people might not notice that yet, but you do. You know what you're made of. You fought the good fight already. You're still facing challenges to this day. But you pay your dues. You continue to pay your dues. You continue to fight for what you want. You continue to ensure that the life that you want to have is right around the corner. And you're making those strides and taking them to ensure that regardless of what happens, you make it. See, the simple fact is, everybody's a loser. Everybody is simply a loser. But it's what you do each day that changes you and turns you and forms you into a winner. When I played football, our head coach always kept on his door. It wasn't even a laminated sign. He had like a hard copy of a plastic board that was drilled into his door. And he kept the door closed so that every time you walk past it, you see that sign. And it said this: perfection is impossible, but if you chase perfection, you will obtain greatness. So if you do every rep, you take every step, you go, and anytime you mess up, you redo it. And redo it and redo it until you can't get it wrong. You're not ever going to chase perfection. You're not ever going to obtain perfection. But you will obtain greatness. See, the difference between someone being good and great is that extra step. Going that extra rep. Taking an extra minute or two to ensure that their work is correct. To ensure that they did not mess up. And see, it's a lot of us out here in this world with a six-figure job, right? But not living six figures in every aspect of their life. Yeah, they may have a six-figure job, but they're not a six-figure father or mother. Yeah, they may have a six-figure job, but they're not a six-figure sibling or child or brother or cousin, grandchild, whatever the case may be. You got to start living your life and doing everything within your life as if you're already getting paid that salary that you want. From doing what you want to do. From obtaining your goal. Whatever your goal may be. If you treat every day as if you're already making that salary that you want, it does not matter if you're in the newest position at your job or not. You start acting and carrying yourself in such a manner as if you're already getting paid that six-figure salary or that seven-figure salary that you want and so desire, your work is going to be different. The way you carry yourself is going to be different. The way you look is going to be different, because you're going to carry yourself in a way that's different from everyone else. Even if you already have that six-figure job, even if you have met your goals, set new ones, because once you get in that mode, I've accomplished everything I did, so he ain't talking to me. Yeah, I used to be that guy. I know that mindset. And that's definitely not a winner's mindset. The winner's mindset is, regardless of how many times you've accomplished it, can you do it again? Yeah, okay, you had a good year. You had a good season. So what? That's now in the past. That's old news now, buddy. Can you do it again to show how dominant you really are? people talking about building a dynasty, but don't want to put in the work to build a dynasty? Do you have what it takes to ensure that once you get going, you can't be stopped? It's like a train with no conductor at the front, going full speed on the tracks. You can't stop that, especially when it's going at a head full of steam. You have to be able to force yourself to go a little harder each and every day. The things that we challenge the most is being able to push ourselves when no one's around. Push ourselves to that next level. Ensure that we are able to go another mile, go another step, do another rep, stay late just because. I've stayed up numerous times or stayed late numerous times and was not receiving any extra pay from that. I had people telling me, man, that's crazy. I can never stay late for work and I'm not getting paid. A lot of y'all might have just said that once you heard it. But that's the difference in between you and I. It's the reason why things are starting to flip in my life, aside from what I'm doing, but also because of my faith with God. You have to have a relationship. You have to stand for something. You have to be able to have your own understanding. Because if not, what's really your worth? Are you really in this for a reason? Or are you in this just to try to prove a couple of people wrong? See, the difference between your purpose and my purpose is I am my purpose. I am my focus. I am the reason why I get up and I go harder. Now, yeah, I have a couple of other whys, but at the end of the day, I make the decision, do I want to go harder? Can I go harder? How can I push myself to go the extra mile? Because I promise you, I cannot be stopped right now. The way that my focus is locked in, the way that I'm willing to push my body, the way that I'm willing to push my mind, you have to have that mindset, that mentality, that you will never be beaten, never be broken, will never bow down and fall victim to anyone. Nobody can beat you because you're the champion consecutively. That means back to back. Continue to be that consecutive champion. Continue to be that winner. Continue to have that fighting, that winning mindset, that champion's mindset, because it can't be stopped. Think about T.I.'s song. I gotta grind, won't stop, hustle, won't quit. Like, you have to be on that type of mentality in order to win. Because every day is gonna be somebody else trying to come and knock you off of that top spot. Everybody wants the power, but not everybody is able to be the champion. So continue to fight for what's yours. Get back on your horse, ride off, because nobody's gonna be able to knock you off. Don't look down, don't look back, because the places that you're going to are at levels that you never even imagined. You're going to go to levels that you couldn't even see. You're going to places that weren't actually meant for you because nobody believed that you could actually reach these heights that you're going to. Other people aren't going to see you, and they might start talking bad about you, but you don't have to listen to it, because the levels that you're elevating to, the strength that you are about to encounter, the power that you are about to gain, the triumph that you are about to step into, the doors that are opening, they're strictly for you, and they are well deserved. So don't get off course now. I know you're tired right now. You've been battling for so long. You think that it's unnoticed, but guess what? You notice it because you're the one pushing yourself to go that extra mile. So continue to fight. Continue to stand tall. You're going to get knocked down a few times, but just continue to get back up, even when you're damn near about to give up. Make sure that in that moment you get back up. Don't quit. Your time is here. It's champion season, so be sure that you're here to win. Peace.